Everyone should get at least 5 points. One from
Ooh.
each. Well, I don't want to say that because maybe not everyone will get a book.
Books?
Books is going to be
Yeah.
hard.
Oh yeah, I don't even know what to do with you for
Yeah.
books. I didn't know you
Dude,
read.
last time I read a
So
book, I was 15. I don't know anything about books. I read a book tonight.
Was it 3 pages and float in the bath?
Yes.
Maybe.
Yeah, no.
Is guacamole a fruit salad?
What is the best milkshake for bringing boys to the yard?
Ostriches are dinosaurs.
Don't piss off old people.
New game.
What do you mean it gives you Arby's mouth?
Artisanal muck duck balls.
I think they call that auto fellatio.
I want to high five a shark.
Welcome to Bar Banter. Relax, have a drink with us as we debate the most controversial topics in the world today.
On today's podcast, we talk about what is the best mask? What is the right way to count on your fingers? And what is the funniest punishment for someone in hell? But first, Benjamin Trimmer, what are you drinking?
So went seltzer tonight. It's been a while and it's feeling the springtime. So I'm doing Bud Light's hard soda cherry cola seltzer. It's pretty freaking good, actually. Yeah, it tastes like cherry Coke, except it's got alcohol in it. So
that was a lot of words.
A lot of words. Yeah, it's been a while. Richard Madison, what you drinking?
I'm on my like ninth Long Island for the day. That's not true, but I am drinking a Long Island, but it feels like I'm on my ninth. It's gonna be great. True. What are you drinking over there?
I too went seltzer. Picked up a little 12 pack of the Topo Chico seltzers that I like.
Wait, what'd you pick up? Oh, okay.
Topo Chico seltzer. And they are delicious. Travis, what are you drinking?
I'm trying to figure out how to actually pronounce it, but it is.
Great start.
It's a Castagnier, I believe, is the name of it.
Holiday Hootie Woody.
Holiday Hootie Woody. It's a grappa. It's a wine flavored like drinking whiskey. Well, I picked it up in Italy.
Nice.
It's delightful. What do you mean? What do you say?
Liquor distilled from the leftovers from making wine.
Yeah, it's a wine made like whiskey.
Liquor.
I'm going to wineries this weekend. It's gonna be interesting.
It's wine.
Yeah.
It's grapes, it's wine. If it's alcohol and it's grapes, it's wine.
Remember the trick. With Italy, say as many letters as possible. With France, you say almost none of them. You just go. Bleh. So that's probably how you pronounce it. Say a bunch of letters.
I don't know that trick. That wasn't my experience when I was there. But, you know, it's basically wine with like a whiskey mask on it is what I'm thinking. Hmm. You know, probably the best mask. Guys, what's the best mask in, I'm gonna say, media? You know, doesn't have to be movies, doesn't have to be TV shows. It could be just general media. Who's got ideas on? I found a lot of different masks that I liked. Most of them, as probably everyone could tell, were from movies and or TV series. Probably more in the superhero realm, but I found a bunch that I liked that were not in superhero realm. So I want to see, what did you guys find? What are your favorite? What's the best mask?
The ones we wear every day.
Wow. Is that the
and scene.
Rick is wasted.
The permanent facade.
Rick's at that level of truth.
Oh, good.
Just spouting.
I want to take this. I want to take it a complete different way tonight. I want Please. To dive down to our soul. No, I'm just kidding.
Rick, so while you're,
Rick, I feel like you have
talking,
to go first.
Now you have to tell us what's your best mask.
This is the one I'm least prepared for, so I'm really glad I'm going first. But I'm gonna break this down into villains and then superhero mask. Okay. I'm gonna submit two here. So for me, I think the best villain mask is Shredder. I don't think he gets better than Shredder. I like it a lot, and I'm willing to go to town if someone is trying to tell me that Shredder's is a helmet, because I'm prepared for that.
Oh, I go I'm ahead. Prepared. Yeah, yeah.
Because even if you take the headpiece off, to me, it's two sets. Depending on which movie you watch slash cartoon, you have the little face kind of thingy, and then the little three knives headpiece. I'm gonna say, I don't know what it's called. I'm not a samurai or ninja, so because of that, it's two piece. And if you just take away, if you take away the top part, his cool little face mask is still cool to me. It's better than Bane's, so I'm ready. I'm ready for that. But I would like to submit them as both, because to me, for example, Boba Fett, a helmet, not a mask.
Okay, interesting.
That is kind of the approach I was taking. But so that's my villain submission.
And go ahead and do your hero, and then I want to get into the mask helmet.
Me too.
Yeah, that's fine. And then the hero mask, I took this as best mask.
Best, yeah.
Therefore, not necessarily the coolest, and therefore it has to be the mask.
The mask. Jim Carrey's the mask. Yeah, but we didn't talk about what best means. I think coolness has to be a factor. I think the best mask can't be uncool.
That's fair.
But I don't think it has to be the coolest either.
Yeah, because I was wrestling with iconic, you know, noticeable kind of thing. But
I think because it is mask, there's going to be, I think coolness is going to play,
of course,
a larger factor. But I would never be upset with the mask because it actually gives you powers. So that's a pretty great mask. Let's talk before we continue any further on actual masks. The difference between a mask and a helmet. I don't know. Obviously, a helmet has to be on your head, and a mask a mask has to have some sort of face covering.
Yeah.
Where those intersect and stop, I'm not sure where that line is.
It has to mask the person. Like, literally, that the job of what it is in the name. It has to mask who that person really is. So, like, Shredder, totally agree.
Yeah.
But Boba Fett, I'd say that is a mask and a helmet because it masks who he is. You know, a helmet, like a hard hat for, like, a construction worker, that's just a helmet because you can see who the guy is. For me, anything that covers the face and masks who that person is classified as an actual mask.
I'm okay with that. To me, masks can be helmets, but helmets can't be masks. Is sort of where, I'm sorry, reverse more, that.
Yeah.
Because I guess basically it's the level of protection that is added is where I was getting from that. So like like the Batman mask, like, let's be real, it's, you know, or Wolverine or Deadpool, just, you know, just like if I'm rolling over something over my face,
that's a mask.
Even if it's a full head covering, like there's no really added protection there. It's just, as you said, Ben, it's to mask, the act of masking one who masks, versus like Darth Vader's kind of setup, which to me is more helmet realm. But Rick, and I'm also willing that there is, what's that?
Was that a Wumbo reference?
Might be. Like, I guess to me, like I'm going to plant my flag and say Iron Man is a helmet, not a mask. Is where I would draw the potential confrontational line for myself.
And you could take it to where Iron Man's not trying to mask his identity. Everybody knows who Iron Man is.
I didn't think about it like that.
So he's wearing a helmet. Fair point. And go back to your reference to Boba Fett. You know, is he trying to mask his identity or not? Because some people know who he is, but he's also trying to hide it from certain people. So it's like a gray area there. But like Iron Man's a perfect example. Helmet, not a mask, because he's not trying to hide who he is. He's trying to protect his face.
Well, technically,
that's an interesting way to phrase that, but I'm not opposed to that.
So
I think it's a little too litigious for me to.
That's fair.
To
wasn't trying to rabbit hole us, by the way.
No, I like it. Here we are. I'm here for it because I want to argue it. So Rick, I would come up back at you if I were arguing the point, just to do like devil's advocate. If we take Shredder, the top part, that is a helmet.
Sure.
Because it provides protection, whereas the actual covering
yep.
of his face, like it would be a two-part thing. But we kind of think of it as one. Same thing with like, I mean, I don't know if this is anybody's answer. It's not mine. But if you were thinking like Darth Vader, that's kind of a connected thing altogether, whereas it is technically two parts. There's a mask portion that allows him to, you know, live, and then the top portion that's technically a helmet.
Sure.
Type of thing. So I just think it's a little too splitty hair of me to say like Iron Man's isn't a mask, even though technically because of the way he thinks it's not, but it also kind of is, because it's part of his persona as a super, we won't get into that again, but as a hero, it's, you know, an alter, it's part of the alter ego that is that, what they're trying to accomplish. Take away the entire thing, the helmet, mask, whatever, and you change the identity of the person. It's more of an identity thing, I guess, and like the reason for it than anything, in my opinion.
I like it.
It sounds like, I don't want to say it's almost a case-by-case basis, but it's one of those, when you see it, you know, like,
yes,
this is a helmet. That's a mask. I do have one where I'm like, I'm going to go ahead and go, but I don't know if it's, I don't know if it's the one I want though.
Yeah. You put me on the same pressure.
All right. I'm going to go. It's not the one that I was thinking of for the argument, which we'll come back to it. So actually I'll just use that now since it's not going to be my pick. It might be someone else's pick, but the gladiator mask helmet.
Maximus Decimus Meridius.
Thank you. Yes. That one. Is that a mask or a helmet? It's one piece.
It's a mask. It's a
he
mask.
He was trying to mask his identity.
Exactly. And I have to jump out because that was my pick. My pick. He only wore the mask a couple of minutes throughout the entire movie, but the impact it had, like, it's one of the most memorable cinematic scenes of all time in one of the greatest movies, in my opinion, and a lot of other people's opinion, of all time. Like, that just...
I wasn't ready for this.
Yeah, Maximus Decimus Meridius, the commander of the Legions of the Norse, man. I mean, he pulls that mask off and he just fucking drops his dick in the sand on the Emperor.
Wow.
It the impact that that mask had at that moment, amazing.
You've stunned me, but you haven't knocked me to the mat.
I could keep going, but I don't want to take up an hour.
I like it as an argument.
Need somebody else to go right now.
I kind of went Rick's route, and I chose kind of a hero and a villain. The villain one I took from movies, not necessarily like comic books or anything, but Hannibal Lecter.
The Hannibal Lecter mask.
Yeah. And the reason I like it is because it's for everybody else's protection against him, not for his protecting his identity. And if you've seen the movie or read the books or anything, just like he's such an intelligent person who's very, you know, calm when he's talking. Hmm. And the fact that him as that persona of a very like even keeled person, and then has a guard over his mouth so he can't bite your fingers off when you try and move him, type of thing, that I don't know, to me it just is one of those like yin yang like type of I can't think of the word, but yeah, that's mine for villain. And then for hero, Clark Kent's glasses. Because you can't tell me that just putting on a pair of glasses stops everybody in the entire world from knowing that this guy who shows up in the same city all over the place is a reporter is not Superman. And that's the only thing that people are, you know, that stops people from knowing that that's him. So those are my two.
I like that. I will say, now that I've looked at the, I'll say helmet mask enough, I think I'd like to call it a helmet with a mask. I think it still qualifies but it's a protective helmet first that happens to have also a mask piece to it. So
the more I think about it, I don't even care about the protection part. Like as Ben said, he doesn't even really wear it after that first fight. Like it's truly just a mask in that first fight.
Okay.
Until the reveal. So like,
I think it can function as protection and still be mask. Like how many,
I mean, it can,
I feel like protection would be the second, like, more of them are going to try to cover their identity as opposed to protect their face, because so many people or so many characters protect their identity and aren't trying to protect their head with their mask. They're just like you said, Rick, so many of them just throw it over. I think the mask is the first main part of it, and then if you get protection out of it, then that's a bonus. I mean, almost all the masks we've named didn't provide a ton of protection.
Can I get a recap?
So far,
like Hannibal's. Hannibal's, there's no protection for him, but like Drew said, it's protection for somebody else.
I'll be honest, I've never seen it, so I don't even know what
mask is. So real quick before we get to the recap, I want to give you mine.
Oh, yeah. You have any gun?
No, but it's got to be the N95, right?
You're such a...
No? Okay.
I won't accept that.
I will not accept that answer.
Damn. Then I'm gonna go with Rorschach's mask.
Yes. Ooh. That was my backup.
Wait, did you go twice? Great. Is that what's happening mask. Right
no,
now?
No, I almost N95 was not a real answer.
I know N95 wasn't, but didn't I thought we'd put you on the spot after me.
Well, no, because I was
he didn't decide.
I was almost I was about to go Gladiator, but I was struggling to determine.
Oh, that's right. And that's what I got.
Then Ben was like, oh, this is. Right. So I'm gonna go Rorschach's mask. Because it does a bunch of cool shit.
Badass.
And it's like central to his personality. And it's real cool looking. So The recap right now is Shredder, the mask, Clark Kent's glasses, Hannibal's mask, the Gladiator mask helmet, and Rorschach's head covering mask. And that's where we're at. Which one's the best?
I'm going to eliminate one of Drew's only because I think one of them, like Hannibal's is awesome. It's a great selection. So I'm actually going to eliminate Clark Kent's only because
I
love the Hannibal
joke.
Pick.
That was kind of my joke one.
Yeah. So take that one off the table.
Okay. Also, I was going to say that might be the most effective one on there. So
True,
but you could convince me to go to glasses.
But at that point, it also just, it minimalistic. It displays the stupidity of everybody around him.
Does it?
Yeah.
Or is it just that good? We don't know. I think Shredder and Gladiator are in the same category.
Yeah, that's.
And I do. Well, and I'm not saying that they are the same, but like,
no, I'll buy it. Yeah, I'll buy it.
As in, they're both great picks.
Same idea.
Yeah, both metallic protective helmet masks. And I don't know which one's better. I kind of want to lean towards Shredder because it's got spikes and blades on it. But, and it's more.
See, this is where
prevalent.
That's where I was going to bring up. Like, it's more. I like the Gladiator pick, but it's only a staple in that one moment. It's not like
big moment.
Impactful.
Right. Yeah. It's not so much a part of his identity.
Correct.
Is where I struggle.
Which is why. And for me, it was less the identity, more about the mask itself. What is the mask represent, not the actual person who's wearing it? But and if I was going to have a backup to Maximus Decimus Meridius, honestly, Rick, it would be the mask. And the reason being is because the mask brings so much with it, and it doesn't matter who's wearing it. You know, the mask itself, whether it's the dog or the baby or, you know, whatever, all the other variations of the movie or Jim Carrey
movie.
I forgot about the dog.
So
I did too,
but it, the mask itself brings out all these different characters. The mask has the power. So I have a hard time not saying that the actual mask from Loki is the best.
I'm okay with it.
I'm trying to determine if it's. Is it because he throws it away and it comes back to him? Is that glorious purpose or is that a curse? Does that make sense? Is this, is it like,
I'm
getting existential here. Is the mask itself
the mask we all wear?
Right. Is it
the one we can never get rid of?
That's right.
But once he accepted himself, he didn't need the mask anymore. And then it moved on to the next person, like his dog or his best friend.
I don't know what's happening anymore.
I'm trying to like come up with an argument against the mask. That's what I'm doing. And I'm trying to formulate it. The only thing my head can go to can it be the best mask if it is something, is it like a curse on someone to, you know, display some of their faults?
I could say the same thing about any other superhero. I mean, the whole reason for the Civil War in Marvel Comics was people arguing about whether them being masked allowed them to do things behind that identity and not responsibility for it as a person.
What does that make it less of a mask?
Travis, I think so. Your argument makes sense, but I think it makes sense not just for masks. You could put it towards costumes. Sure. You could put it towards, you know, specific things that these heroes or villains go for. Like trying to circle in just on the mask itself, it's not specific to that. So I don't think so.
In the case of the mask, though, it is. So.
Well, it doesn't have a costume or anything.
Right.
And Loki's. Loki's hundreds of millions of miles away.
But here's a really important question. Do y'all want to know America's snobbiest states ranked 1 from 50 according to Bing?
Is Connecticut number one?
No, they're not, but they are in the top 10.
Wait, what states?
America's snobbiest states.
Oh, I don't know, Massachusetts.
Yeah, look at Ben nailing the number one.
Attaboy.
Anyways,
Drew, what are your thoughts?
I'm leaning towards the mask.
Let's go.
I like it. Rorschach. I think it's maybe a little too niche.
Sure.
Of a pick.
Great pick.
But I do like it. I like the powers that come behind it, and I think out of everything we have, because I don't think anyone's gonna go for Hannibal. So
okay. All right, then the mask is the best mask. We've come to that conclusion. Did anyone else have some kind of honorable mentions that didn't come up in conversation?
No, I kind of canceled out all the horror ones. I mean,
I had some of the horror ones, which is more something I like than.
Yeah, I was tempted to say Jason, but then I realized it was just a hockey goalie mask.
Literally just a hockey mask.
Yeah. The Predator, I was surprised no one said.
No one said the Predator. That was I was between Rorschach and the Predator.
But Predator is full costume. It's not just the mask, it's the entire thing. Like,
You're right.
Mask is still pretty badass,
but it's still cool.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
And then the only other one I had was the three from the Three Ninjas.
Nice.
But I thought that might be a
good one.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, so Rick, I like how you went with Shredder because I had Ninja Turtles, but I didn't use it because for me it was the combination of the entire costume. So
it's fair. God, what a great movie, Three Ninjas.
Right.
Oh,
I kind of want to go back and watch that tonight.
Three Ninjas, Watch Party.
High Noon at Mega Mountain with Hulk Hogan.
Bro. There were so many Three Ninja movies.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's like five of them.
Rocky, oh, I forgot about Surf Ninjas. What a hilarious movie.
Surf Ninjas was so good. Dude, Rob Schneider. Rocky Rob Schneider in Surf Ninjas.
Rocky loves Emily.
These were so early, too.
Rocky loves Emily.
Knuckle up. God, hey, Rick. I can't even. Rick, can you show me how to count all the three ninjas?
No, I won't. No, stop it. No, no, I won't.
On your fingers?
Y'all, have you seen Tum Tum recently?
Tum-Tum. Oh,
holy shit, he's fucking jacked.
Nice. Proud of him.
Is that always the way it goes?
That's the way it goes.
Holy shit. Chad Ballard. Yeah.
I know. I got.
He's like that. Legitimately just enormous.
His arms are huge.
Yeah.
Did he be the next James Bond?
He's not British.
He works hilarious. At. Oh, wait. No, that's. I think that's still him.
Wait, he's a real estate agent now, apparently.
I feel like Colt looking like the guy who's now a drug dealer is somewhat correct.
Yeah.
He also has a bowl cut, which is weird. Sort of, not really. I don't know. Content. Max Elliott Slade, sorry, but I got questions.
Fair enough. Guys, team.
I count on my fingers a lot more than I want to admit.
Right?
Yeah, that's an easy answer.
There's not that many different ways to count on your fingers. There are, because you could be really weird and start with like the middle finger, but no one does that. But what is the right way
on the contacts
to count using your fingers?
I'll jump out there. You start with the one appendage that's not a finger, and then you finish with fingers. You start with a thumb,
your dick,
and you go to a pinky. I don't care what hand you start with, you know, it doesn't matter, but you start with your thumb and you go to your pinky. What? Every fucking time.
Start with your thumb?
Yes, right across thumb, pointer, middle, ring, pinky. Left or right doesn't matter.
Why do you
and
start
then when
with
you and if you're counting to 10, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 thumb to pinky, and then 6 is the next thumb, 7, 8, 9, 10 to the pinky. That's it.
No.
Yes. No other way to do it. Serial killer if you do it another way.
No. So you're telling me, do you point with your thumb?
If you say you start with your pointer finger, we're going to have problems.
A lot of people do.
Do you point with your thumb? That's this question I'm asking.
No, you don't point with your thumb unless you're like hitchhiking or saying, then, get over there. So I guess you kind of do. Actually, a lot of people do point with their thumb.
Then I guess we could say that the thumb is not the main finger to interact with the world. So therefore,
why is pointing the thing that's the main thing to interact with the world?
Pointing and counting are two different things.
It's not necessarily pointing. I was going to go through other examples. Like if you're typing on a keypad, what finger do you use? If you don't use your thumb, and by keypad, I'm thinking specifically like ATM. So sorry, that's what I was thinking about. I realize on a keyboard, you have multiple fingers involved. Still not really your thumb, except for one specific spot.
Often used spot.
All that to say, the thumb is not your main finger. So why do you start on your thumb?
It is on the end of your hand, which is, on the end. It is a logical starting place.
That's fair.
Yeah, it starts each hand.
So Rick, you are a 1, 2, 3.
I am a pointer finger, yes, starter.
Then do you go pointer finger to pinky, then thumb is 5?
I do.
So 5 is thumb. Okay.
5 is thumb.
Wait, what's your second after your pointer?
The middle. Travis just did.
Oh, I pointer, do. 2, 3,
pointer
4,
to pinky,
and 5.
And then I go back to thumb.
Oh, I get it. Okay.
Yeah. Which is the other, like, to me, those were the two big ones. If, like, I catch myself doing both. Drew, what are you thumb or pointer?
Thoughts.
Rick, you give me a little bit to think about
here. Well, actually, I was trying, with my non-dominant hand, trying to not raise my pinky and pointer or ring finger at the same time. Very difficult.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be a little contrary, and if I'm just counting to 5,
please,
I like pinky first.
No, you don't.
I do
go reverse
because I like the, especially if I'm like, if I have to count at somebody, I like that. I don't know what it is. I like the impact of starting with your pinky, ring, middle, index, thumb. And then for the other hand, if I really need to count to 10 on both hands, something is wrong. I don't understand.
That you.
Rick, I could have really gone heinous on this and gone with the American Sign Language way of doing it, which is, I can't explain in words. You just have to watch a video on it. 1 through 5 kind of makes sense because you're avoiding like letters that you would make in some other ways, but then you do 6 through 10 on the same hand, just with different ways of doing it.
I'm pulling it up right now.
Yeah, it's fun. I don't like it. And I like it because it's a it's a universal way to count to 10, no matter what the language. I honestly do not feel like I use my hands to count all that much.
Ew, no, I hate this.
I knew you would.
Ew, what is happening?
All right, so real quick, we got Ben is thumbs, Rick is pointer, Drew is pinky.
Ben's jumping camp to Rick's camp.
Your violence. Pointer?
I just went through it. And okay, so I had to kind of think about this again, because Rick, you opened my eyes a little bit here.
That's right.
If I'm talking to somebody 30 feet away and I'm trying to tell them a number, if I'm trying to tell them one, it's my pointer. If I'm trying to tell them two, it's my pointer in my middle.
That's right.
If I'm trying to tell them four, I'm leaving my thumb out.
Yeah, you are.
Rick, dude, you didn't even try to convince me. You convinced me.
I was going to get to that of like, I think my answer, like when I was counting to five, it's definitely thumb. If I'm counting one, two, three, four, five, I start thumb. And then if I'm counting down from five. You have to
show somebody a number.
But maybe I'm just to show someone a number, it might be completely different.
Does that not hurt?
Combinations, what, going one, two, three, four, five?
Yeah.
No?
Like, that hurts for me. No. Like, once I get to...
On my non-dominant hand,
three,
yes.
Or four.
But on my dominant hand, no.
That does not feel comfortable.
That's super easy.
No, that makes sense.
I mean, I'm not saying I can't accomplish the feat, but, like, it's...
I don't think I can with this
hand. It doesn't feel good. Like, if I have to hold four, it's not happening.
No, that's why it was like, if I'm counting to five, it's thumb. And I don't know why... Yeah. But yeah, if I'm showing four, I'm not using my thumb. That was kind of Ben's point.
Yeah.
Also, if I'm showing three, and I know this is not a nice word in other cultures, but I do the last three. I do the circle in three. Why? Because I'm weird. I don't do this. I do the back three. And then also, if I'm showing two, yes, I'm doing the peace sign, but because I try to do like... two outs in baseball, I try to do pointer pinky to show two. I'm all over the place. I don't know what the right way is, and I'm like lost.
Speaking of all over the place, this video that I clicked on to show American Sign Language, this lady is apparently counting to 100, and I just off 46, and I want to flip tables with what 46 is in American Sign Language.
It's super fun, isn't it?
Anyways.
Carry so on. I don't... Because this was just the right way to count on your fingers. We didn't put any parameters of to what number.
No, yeah.
And I think it is number dependent as to how you count. And I don't know.
I don't know where to go from here.
I don't know.
This is
I think
56 it's more... in American Sign Language is irritating.
It makes sense. 1 through 10 makes sense to me if you're trying to only use one hand. Or 1 through 10 is, I can't remember what it said.
Sorry, I'm getting excited. I'm closing the video so I don't take us off course.
That's why I brought it up, because I knew it would irk Rick.
I'm irked.
But I think we hit the nail on the head with, if you're counting yourself up to five, like it makes sense to start with your thumb and then just kind of quickly go through it. If you are actively trying to show somebody a number, then it makes sense to start with pointer finger.
But I'm not necessarily, if I'm counting to four, I think I'm still starting with my thumb. If I'm trying to show four, I think if I'm just going straight to four, you know, zero to four, I'm doing all four,
true,
no
you're
thumb.
Not necessarily counting at that point.
Right. And if I'm showing three, I'm doing the inappropriate three. So I don't know. I don't know at what point is counting or showing. So
I think I would stick with thumb as my starting point.
Yeah, counting is just for you, but
yeah,
even I don't know. Just starting with a thumb, it feels wrong. I can't.
I think both feel fine. Honestly,
I can't.
The
I'd
real
be okay
answer
with
is
the, I'd be okay with a tie.
Is
best.
No,
I don't want tie.
Pinky is best.
No, we're not starting
not
with
the pinky.
No one's starting with the pinky.
I would prefer the pinky over the thumb. Like if I have to
three. Four,
see, that feels five. So weird to me. How do you start with the littlest guy?
Easily.
I don't know.
But it's not bad.
can't with this on.
To all you listeners out there, we
just can't. 40 seconds.
We're all watching each other try the different ways. Steering off into space.
This makes great for audio content.
We probably would have done that for another 15, 20 minutes.
Oh, this needs to be a video clip.
Anyways, this makes me itch. Can we just move on?
No, we have to figure this out.
I'm going on break.
If it's irking you so much, is it like a punishment in hell?
Don't.
Yes, this would be.
Don't, like Rick, it. You gave him that.
I will. This one, I will.
Got him. All right. We're going to table that one and we'll figure it out later.
Hey, real quick. You listening? Cool. Do me a favor. On your app, wherever you're listening to this podcast, there's a button to follow or subscribe or some sort of a notification type bell. Whatever you do, don't click them. Don't click those buttons. Don't do it. Or click it. Whatever. It doesn't matter. Just fine. It's fine. Just click it. It's cool. Just do whatever you want. Preach.
Guys, last topic. We haven't, usually on this podcast, we talk about the best or the worst or the top 10, or we do a draft or something. We've never just done funniest, which is incredibly subjective, but hopefully of the punishments that we've come up with, one of these will make us laugh and we're going to agree that of the list we come up with, one of them would be the funniest to us. But I want to know, what is the funniest punishment someone could have to endure whilst in hell? And funny to me, by the way, would be like the person who has to endure it would not find it funny, and it would be a punishment, obviously. But like to hear that was a punishment in hell is funny. So one that I came up with, it's not my answer, but like being on a perpetually long flight in the middle seat while there's a baby screaming in the row behind you kind of thing. That's not funny.
Yeah, that'd be awful.
Right? That's just terrible.
But watching somebody else suffer that could be funny.
That would be heaven, watching my arch enemy having to suffer.
Yeah. Through. And maybe that's is a good answer.
I went for it.
Yeah. So who has funny things?
So I titled my funniest punishment eternal constipation.
Oh no.
Always have to take a shit, but you can never actually take a shit.
So like perpetual prairie dogging?
Perpetual prairie dogging. You always have to go, but you can't.
That you got that PPD?
My grandpa had that. Sucks, man. Sucks.
it reminds me of that Parks and Rec blooper where he goes to the doctor and he's like, I just wipe and I wipe and I wipe. It's like wipe.
It's like a marker
down there. Never runs out.
I like that one. That's pretty funny. First of all, my own personal hell, I don't think it'd be funny. It might be funny in the context of this podcast, but it would just be eating olives. Personal hell.
You and olives, man.
Dude, they're not good.
They are. They're delicious.
I think.
Did you have like an experience when you were little?
How many olives did you eat in Italy?
I tried one and I didn't like it.
Mm.
I had sardines and I liked that slightly more. No, it wasn't sardines. I had anchovies and I liked that slightly more than olives. Not much.
Still,
but
were you kicked out of the restaurant when you told them you didn't like their olives?
They deported his ass.
I was gonna say, man,
I didn't.
That's part of their holy trinity. Is came back oil. Early.
But I think the funniest would just be having to work at an IT support line, but only for customers over 65. Because I think the conversations that would come out, if I'm like an observer, I think the conversations that would come out of that would be hilarious. It'd be like kind of like a prank phone call, but the other person couldn't just hang up.
I don't know. I feel like you could eventually just make a game out of how ridiculous it is and how uncomfortable it is.
Maybe.
I feel like it would start as a punishment and then you just get used to it.
I mean, if you couldn't do anything else except for talk to someone who doesn't know computers forever that, you know, yeah, maybe after like 2 hours, 3 hours, you might get to that point. I can make a game out of this. But then after 8 months, I don't think the game would be very fun anymore. Drew, Rick?
I have a couple backups, but I want to save them for the end. But I think my personal hell that I think it would be funny to watch other people go through is I feel like all of us have done this at some point or another, but corporate training modules.
Ooh,
nice. Where you have to sit at a computer and it won't let you skip any, like you have to listen to the text be read or watch the video all the way through.
They're learning.
And then take, like,
switch.
They're so badly acted. You have to take a test afterwards about what you just watched. And just like all of them, you take all corporate training courses throughout all of eternity. And just back to back to back to back, you have to sit there and do every single one of them without ever being able to skip a word or any part of it.
It's a good one.
I'm so mad at my corporate trainings. They've learned and adapted, and they know when their screen isn't up, and they don't play when I have other screens up. I'm like, son of a bitch.
There's ones where, like, if you look away from, like, the camera will...
What?
It's bad.
Watch you, and if you look away for too long, or like you get up and walk away, they'll know. Nope. Same thing with like test taking, that kind of thing.
Nope.
They're certain, and this applies to like alcohol certifications, to like giving your pouring permit. You have to take a test on it every couple of years, and it's the same shit every single time, but you have to do it every 3 to 5 years depending on the state, and it is just inane. And yes, there's a purpose, but at the same time, it's like, can we just not? If I just test out of this right now, can we skip it?
They're becoming too advanced.
I think we must act now.
if
we're just gonna do a quick aside to just corporate trainings in general, there needs to be either a way to test out of it, take it once, or b, like, apply the reasonable person standard, and if you meet that standard, you don't have to take the trainings. Like, you just, we get it. Yeah, we're done. We got it. If there's something new, sure, maybe we've got to take it. But like, if we're all not normal,
through the class every time,
right? For every new job and yada 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 yada. But for the delinquents out there, yeah, maybe they need that. Anyway, Rick, your hilarious punishment.
For me, talking about own personal hells, there's this dude that drives the hell out of me. And he was in one of my groups that I meet with on Tuesday, like hang out with. And then now he's at my other group that I hang out with on Wednesday. And so to me, it would be funny to watch somebody who has, like, whoever the person that they just like gets on their nerves the most show up to every group they're at. So they show up to a group, and then you finally get to leave to another group, and you're like, oh, thank God. And then they show up there, and then you're like, oh, son of a bitch. And they just keep showing up to the groups, and you're forever stuck with that person forever.
Okay. I think that could be funny, because you would, like, again, if we're the observer, you would see said person try to come up with new and inventive ways to duck and dodge said person. But what do you think, that after a while they would just, like, not?
Yeah, I mean, I think groups, after a while, you probably accept your fate
and just don't change groups, unless you, like, you want to and you know it's just gonna happen. So,
well, but that's the thing, like, it's not so much like it's that person just drives you so far up the wall that you're like, I can't be around this person anymore. I can only fake it for so long. So it's not like you still know that they're going to show up, but there's that slight bit of hope that you're like, maybe just this one more time.
Okay.
Rick, if you don't want to hang out anymore, you can just say
something. We are recording this on Wednesdays.
No.
Oh, wow.
No, there's this one dude. Man.
There's always that one dude. Get it?
He doesn't listen to the podcast.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, hold on. Let me let this person in real quick.
But Rick, I understand the person that you're talking about. I feel like, and that type of person is not self-aware to even right. like kind of know that they are that person,
they never which know. Is
honestly like maybe not on them. Maybe it's just like you don't mesh, and they're not necessarily a bad person, but right. yeah. generally not a self-aware enough person to even consider that they would be targeted as that person.
Right, exactly. Can't pick up on the casual hints where you're like, I gotta go. Like, you know,
yep,
you're
trying to, end
the, trying to end the conversation and they just never let it go.
All right, so our list is the PPD or perpetual prairie dogging, working as a IT support specialist for old people.
It's funny to say.
It is funny to say. Perpetual corporate trainings and perpetually can't get rid of that person. Which one would be the funniest? I think PPD is the funniest scenario, but like, of all of these, what's the longest? Like, which one would be funny the longest? Because I think they could all be pretty funny.
I'll switch camps. I'll go with Drew and say the
corporate training. I was going to say corporate training.
Because there's so many like
we'll go with that.
Things you come yeah. up with that you think is going to pass it. Like you pull up the YouTube video or you hook up your computer to different monitors. You're like, okay, it's still playing. But it keeps learning and figures out ways to stop or
pause. It canceled all your progress. So you got to right. do it all over again.
Or just like you think that. Wait, I've seen this one before, but it's just slightly different. And it just like you have to watch the same one basically over again. They changed a word.
And I think the funniest part about it was, as Travis is, as you said, like the if you're switching groups, you just eventually accept it. Like there's the corporate training. It gets you at a level where eventually, even if you know it's wrong, you're just going to explode at some point. You're like, son of a bitch. And like you have a meltdown, flip the table or something. And that would just.
Yep.
Even if you convince yourself that you're like, no, I'm not gonna do it again. It's just gonna happen.
Answering the questions at the end where you're like, you answer a page and you go to the next page, it's like 2% complete. And then you go to the next page.
Oh, God. 2% complete. And you try to do the math in your head of like, how many more do I have?
There's 150 more questions.
Oh my God, they're so bad.
You have to get 100% on the test and you get like one question wrong.
And it's like, but it's actually right.
Right.
But one of my favorites, kind of an offshoot of it, is the ones that are actually like proctored by a real person. Many moons ago, had one where we had to get like forklift certified. Oof. And it was, you literally had to sit in a classroom for 6 hours, watch videos, take tests, and there was somebody there to proctor it. And the person was so in like excited to be doing this job that they obviously
that's the worst.
They obviously give this class once a week at minimum, and yeah. they're still so excited about you guys learning and like being involved and whatever. And you're like, what is your actual life outside of this? Like, I don't understand.
Any other funny?
I will say, I almost jumped camp for Rick's if you guys hadn't gone on board, because thinking about being in hell with all the normal punishments that go on, you know, like the flaying and whatever your version of yeah. hell is, and then also that person being there.
Oh my God. And then just how they would react to it.
Every time.
Oh, it would make it so much worse, man. Oh my God.
Mashed potatoes again in the cafeteria.
Shut up!
Damn it, Kyle!
I didn't even think about it that way. But yeah, that is, oh my God, that'd be awful.
That'd be so good. I had it. It's not funny. I thought of like personal hells, right? And I put Saints fans, just being around Saints fans forever. I got Drew to choke.
I thought nice. I was gonna be able to swallow.
And then also having to spend eternity with everyone I told to go to hell.
That was, I saw that one on Reddit.
Yeah. I thought that was really funny. And then the last one I had was kind of in the same vein of either IT support or corporate training or can't get rid of that person, is perpetually waiting for something to load or download, like a flash game or... like when it took a week to download a movie via LimeWire, something like that and just watching it go 1%, 1%, and then go back down to 2%, like, fuck! That'd be
somebody called and picked up the phone, so you lost your internet.
Yeah. Oh,
man. Get off the phone. Or it finally downloads and it doesn't work, and it's like, you need to re-download it again. You're like, oh, my gosh.
Son of a bitch. All right.
Well, I had two backups real quick.
Yeah, go for it.
All right. So one was always feeling like there's a spider like crawling around your ear, but there's not. So you're constantly going like, like some kind of bug or spider around your ear, but there really isn't. And then this one's very personal to me, and this isn't going to come to a surprise for you guys, but always having one sock on and never being able to find or put on another sock. But you can't take the one sock off. It's so uncomfortable. It's just such an uncomfortable thought. For eternity, one sock, that's it.
Yeah. I saw wet socks too. That's awful.
See, if you got both of them on though, then you're even. It's the evenness.
I don't like wet socks. I don't like wet socks.
My only other one would have been, and this is a personal hell for me, the sound and like feeling of styrofoam rubbing against other styrofoam.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So everything in hell is made of styrofoam.
Worse than a chalkboard.
No matter what. And just like, even now, it kind of makes me want to gag thinking about it.
Yeah, that's a terrible one. Huh? Guys, we're getting kicked out, but we have time.
We're already through it. Holy.
Guys, we have time for last call. Gentlemen, for tonight's last call, we're playing a game basically called How Well Do You Know Me? I gave you a list of five categories, and I told you each to come prepared with what my top three of each of those categories might be. I went ahead and prepared kind of my top 10, not really in any particular order other than the top three. And what we're going to do is, as we go through this, I'm going to have you guys kind of guess and give your top three. And then if one of your answers is inside of the top 10, you get 1 point. And if you are in the top three, you get 2 points.
Well,
and then we'll kind of be a little, we'll take some liberties with some scores when it comes to series and things like that. And we'll just kind of figure it out as we go. You guys ready? We're going to start with movies. They're guess at my top three movies.
I'll go.
Go for it, Drew.
Airplane.
Okay.
Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
Okay.
And I just put down Star Wars because I
feel
like there's probably a pick in there, but also I know you'd love the franchise as a whole.
So. Yeah.
Give me Airplane as well, also Star Wars, and give me Saw.
Okay. Ben?
Okay, so give me Monty Python, give me Spaceballs, and give me Star Wars Empire Strikes Back. I'm going specific.
Okay, and so again, what you guys are going to see, I use this SAB tier just because I already had it. This is not actual rankings. You're going to see my top three in the S tier, and then the other seven in A and B. Again, no order, so don't at me for ordering them in whatever way. So these are my top 10 movies. There we go. Airplane, Empire Strikes Back, and Monty Python and the Holy Grail. So that's 2 points, 4 points for Drew, 5 points. Oh, no, actually, wait. No, Drew got, we'll call it, 6 points for getting all three of them. I would have given you an extra point if you got an Empire. Rick gets,
I probably would have gone, but
4 points. And Ben gets 4 points for Monty Python and Empire, and then one for Spaceballs. So you got five for Ben. You already got five. Ben, you were so worried.
I thought I got six because I specifically said Empire Strikes Back.
You're right. You did. You're right. You're right. Boom.
You were worried you weren't gonna. You said
interesting. You guys know me.
I'm okay. Actually surprised by Troy and Gladiator. I did not know you
love those movies. Love Troy.
Troy, I'm a little surprised by. Gladiator, not so much.
I'm actually surprised there's not a Transformer movie on there. I'm not gonna lie.
It was on there.
I gotta stop thinking about high school, Travis. That's gonna change the rest of my votes.
I don't know. I mean, that Troy was high school, Travis.
I mean, yeah, but you used to love the Saw movies.
I did.
What is Johnny Dangerously?
Got all three.
Yeah,
I like it. All right, all
right. When you said Saw, I was like, I hadn't considered that, but it definitely fell out like along.
Me answer.
Maybe. All right. Next category is video games. Who wants a crack at video games?
I'll go first because I didn't have really good answers for this one. So Mario Kart, Halo 007. That's all I got.
I like this.
Okay.
Mario Kart, Super Smash Brothers, NFL Blitz.
And Drew.
And specifically the Xbox version where you get to break bones and stuff.
Ah! Yes. I know what you're talking about.
Yes.
Drew?
I was going to go NFL Blitz as well, Smash Brothers over Mario Kart, and then Pokemon Go.
Nice. Very nice.
I don't think any of you got my top three. I think everyone got at least 2 to 3 points, but I don't think anyone got top three. Top three video games are Star Fox 64, God of War, and Warcraft 3.
I almost forgot about Star Fox.
I spent so much time playing Warcraft.
Star Fox was good.
As
I didn't know you did that.
I did. That was all I did.
God of War was good.
That was before my time.
God of War.
God of War is an amazing franchise.
Yeah, yeah.
For you.
Great. And I only played, I think, 1 and 2, maybe 3, because I didn't actually own a PS2.
God, I even thought about saying Star Fox earlier today. I can't believe it.
All right, so, Ben, you get, I believe, 3 points for Kart, 007, and Halo.
Ben's going to end up winning, and he was over here, like, worried about it.
Rick gets 2.
Smash and Mario Kart.
And Ben, Drew gets just 1.
What?
Blitz and Pogo are not on there. Pokemon is, but not Pogo.
Yeah, Pogo's.
You play more Pokemon Go than you have ever played.
You're any right.
Of the original Pokemon games.
I almost. Well, that's not true. I'm
don't at me that already. That's. You, I can literally go on your phone and look how many hours you have played of Pokemon
that's
Go.
That's what's in my Game Boy.
Your favorite.
I think this is my favorite. I think I have...
Ooh, Batman Arkham? I didn't know that.
Great series, man. I didn't have a favorite.
Yeah.
But I just put Arkham on there. That.
Okay.
Great series. This next category, books, might be the hardest one. And if no one gets any of them, it's fine. Who wants to get
open? I'll go. Give me Harry Potter. I'm sticking with my Lego instruction booklet series, as we talked about. Nice. And I don't think this is right, but I'll just say Lord of the Rings because I don't know what else to say for books.
That's fair.
I kind of went with three different genres here. I'm going to go with The Da Vinci Code. I'm going to go with Harry Potter Half-Blood Prince, to be specific. And then I'm going The Client.
Wow.
Just throw one out there.
Very specific. I like it.
And Drew,
a bowl to go home.
I'm also going to go Harry Potter. I'm going to go How to Win Friends and Influence People.
Okay.
Ooh.
And then the Torah.
Isn't the Torah a collection of books?
It's the first 5 books of the
It is. Bible, yeah,
technically. Yeah. I almost went Genesis, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy just to fuck with you, but I wanted to at least get some point. I didn't know the format when I chose that, so I'm
I hope the Torah's on there.
The Torah's not on there. I can go ahead and tell you guys each only got 1 point.
Hey, all right.
But my top 3 books are Zero, Ooh. Ender's Game, and The Design of Everyday Things.
Well, Ender's Game is one of my favorites too.
I know.
That's great. Right.
I don't read a lot of books.
Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. Very nice.
Great book. And the do you guys see what the bottom right one is?
Yeah. Instruction on how to make
a
I wasn't far off. You gave me when you said Lego manual, I was like, wait, I know a book I have to add to this.
Ooh, Hyperion. That's cool.
I just listened to that for the first time. And I guess I listened to a lot of these semi-recently. And so that's why they're my favorites. It's because I don't read a lot of books. But everyone gets a point for Harry Potter.
I love this idea for Last Call.
This is good. Great. Everyone's learning.
This is fantastic.
This is learning. Everyone's learning. Next one is going to be TV shows. Who wants to go first?
I'll go. Scrubs. Duh. Sports Center. The original. Ooh. Like back in the day.
Okay.
And The League, just to play it safe.
Okay. Rick or Ben?
I'll go. Yep. Give me Scrubs for the no duh. Give me Paw Patrol. I think you like Paw Patrol.
I was thinking Bob the Builder, but
I do like Paw Patrol. I've seen both movies.
And I'll go with How I Met Your Mother.
Nice.
Okay. Ben?
I'm a little regretting I didn't have How I Met Your Mother. But all right. Give me Scrubs.
Yep.
Give me, obviously. Give me Futurama.
Yep.
And give me Parks and Rec.
Everyone mentioned TV shows that I considered. I watched a lot of TV, but
first of all, get fucked if you're about to tell me Scrubs isn't on there.
Oh, Scrubs is everyone got Scrubs. Okay. Everyone got Scrubs. But I meant like the rest of them.
Got it. All right, like, good.
if they weren't in top 10, they're definitely top 20.
It's about to come through this computer.
Everyone did real good.
Including Paw Patrol.
My favorite TV shows are Scrubs, Taskmaster.
Oh, Taskmaster, I should have fucking guessed.
Westworld.
Hey, Parks and Rec.
Parks and Rec is on there.
Wait, I was just watching. I'm rewatching Psych right now.
That was one of my favorites.
I'm about Psych. We've been talking about rewatching it, yeah.
Oh, Psych. Very nice.
Always Sunny, Clone Wars, and True Detective and Parks and Rec.
So Ben's going to win this.
That's one for Drew, or I'm sorry, two for Drew, two for Rick, and then I believe three for Ben. Okay. Last category, hobbies.
I'll go first. Dungeons and Dragons, Legos, fantasy football.
Okay.
Rick, Ben, I'm going to go next. We're basically carbon copies, but yes, Dungeons and Dragons, Legos. I'm going to change my last one, though, just to try and catch up. Podcasting.
Okay.
Editing the podcast.
Okay. Drew, close this out.
Lego, watching people play Dungeons and Dragons.
Okay.
For a bonus point. And getting the mail. I know I'm throwing some votes away, but
it's more an event than escape. You know,
it's fine.
I like it.
Well, so everyone's gonna get at least 2 points for Lego for sure. And then again, hobby is a little, Ben said, it's a little subjective as to what is a hobby. So some of these answers you might be like, oh, that's stupid. That shouldn't be called a hobby. But that's what I thought of as a hobby. And so my top three hobbies are Lego. Yeah,
that's fair.
I thought about football and Falcons football.
Hey, but podcast. All right.
But the podcast is on there. And D&D's on there, specifically Critical Role. But I'm also a giant nerd, so Star Wars and Marvel are on there. Yeah, and then cooking
whiskey.
And scotch. And Atlanta United. So,
yeah. All right. All
pretty basic stuff that I think...
You basic B.
I am pretty basic. I'm pretty simple when all things said and done.
No, I think you're a very complex person. That's true. I learned a lot about you today.
It's the math that defines you.
That's right. Let me tally these up real quick. So our scores are Drew, 13 points out of a possible, I don't know how many. Rick, 13 points.
Woo! Not last.
Ben, how many points did you say you were going to get?
4.
You got 16 points.
Fuck yeah.
Hell yeah.
You know me the best, according to this little...
I know you, boo.
...little thing we just did. I'm hoping you guys obviously don't have to do the same 5 categories or... use the same general format that I did, but if you guys want to each do one of these, we can
100%
flip it around. Fun. I would also like to think we should do one. I think we should make one for Danny.
I like it.
We don't get his top three. We tell him what his top three are.
I will not have books as one of my categories.
That's fine. It was a toss up between books and music, and
ooh, artists. Yeah, that's good. Yeah. I haven't even read 10 books. I wouldn't be able to put 10 books on the chart.
I could probably have done 10 artists, but like,
see, that would be easy for me. I could do 50 artists, but I couldn't give you 5 books. So,
I mean, books is hard.
Exact opposite.
Anyway. Gentlemen, this concludes this episode of the Barbanter podcast for our listeners. New episodes out every Wednesday. Follow us on all the social medias at @_Barbanter. There's a link in the description where you can support our bar tab, and we can use those funds to buy new equipment, hang out in person, or just buy more alcohol, all of the above. And like and subscribe, and like and subscribe, and just remember, this is our podcast and you're just along for the like and subscribe ride.